This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of the year. Information war, it's Alex Jones.
Then he was dead before I knew it. The poets tell how Pancho fell.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
He left his living, in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old. Paul Watson riding shotgun with us in this segment, the next. Mike Cernovich coming up live with us. I didn't even notice Jim says he's a former CIA case officer. See how, what that caller's like. Valerie in Norway. I didn't even see you were calling from Norway. I apologize. You've been holding so long, but hopefully you're calling in on a computer line. Valerie, you're on the air with Paul Joseph Watson. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great to have you. Go ahead.
Thanks. I'm calling because I kind of want to pick up where Jeremy, the previous caller, left off. I think a lot of people are disappointed in Trump's tweet where he says, does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, accomplished young people? I think that really hit a nerve, and I'd like to try to explain why and bring in the EU free movement of peoples as a parallel, because I've been living here in Scandinavia for some time.
Sure, sure, do it. Go over that, because yeah. That's what they did with open borders. They brought people in illegally, let them get into the society. Now it's like pulling teeth to do it. And the point is, we don't want to do it, but then if we set the precedent, we have no sovereignty. So explain that.
Right, exactly. You're exactly right, Alex. And my husband and I are big fans. We're long-term expats. And, you know, we were really glad to see that really early on, you and Paul and your team brought out parallels between the movement that brought Donald Trump into the White House and Brexit and Farage. And I spent a long time in the UK. I have family there, and I've studied there. I've lived there as well as in Norway. And, you know, my friends who supported Brexit, well-educated people, accomplished people, they lost friends, long-term friendships, 10, 15 years, absolutely just, you know, I won't speak to you anymore.
Because oh, yeah, the left is not tolerant. Exactly. So people have been through bullying, losing relationships, divorces, overdoing the right thing. And so if we've been through all this hell to get this far, to see Trump start going sideways, it hurts.
It does. And let me just try to explain exactly what I mean, if I may. Here, for example, in Norway, although we are not in the EU, we do have the EFTA agreements in place. We do allow the free movement of peoples. And what that means is, for example, say you're a Latvian citizen, right? And you've got an EU passport as a Latvian citizen. You can get a car in Latvia. Say you're a construction worker. This is really common, and I actually have friends in this position. They're great people, and I'm not going to pass judgment on them as people, but they figured out a really cheap way to game the system, and that's what they're doing. So they get their tools. They take their qualifications from Latvia. They pack them all up in their trucks, and they drive over here to Norway, and they take jobs because in Norway, the going rate for that kind of pay is a lot higher. I mean,
sure, sure. So it's the equivalent of a third world country, and the globalists are doing it to drive down wages, and the general public doesn't see it. And short term, it'll help your friends from Latvia, but long term, it's exploitive.
Yeah, actually, Alex, the general public does see it. And that's a big, big problem here in Scandinavia where conformity is key. You know, cultural conformity is basically what dictates people's lives. I have friends here, Scandinavian friends, who listen to you, who are huge fans, but they never say so publicly because they'd be afraid of losing.
No, I understand. And the fact that in an Ice Age community, you'd die if you weren't conformist. They're using the true communal conformity. You don't need communism in there because they're communist by reality. Not anti-free market, but communal. The communal nature of them is being used against them. Finish up, Valerie, then Jim. Paul Watson's going to comment straight ahead. And Mike Cernovich. Paul Watson at Prison Planet's coming up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, President Trump this morning, even after Scotland Yard had said it was an act of terrorism, was criticized by CNN and BBC for saying it was terrorism. Well, it turns out it's not just terrorism. Turns out somebody's taking responsibility, Paul.
Yeah, breaking news, Alex. Islamic State says a detachment from its terror group carried out the explosion on a London underground train. So if that holds true, and it's been reported widely now, it is an Islamic terror attack. Imagine my shock. But forget about that. What about Donald Trump's tweets? Literally, you've still got the police saying that they're offended. They think it's an attack on the police that Donald Trump tweeted out that they have some of these terrorists under surveillance, a completely verifiable, provable fact. So that's bad. Not the fact that there's literally an ISIS terrorist who bombed a train like 10 minutes away from me. No, no, no. It's all about Donald Trump's offensive tweets. That's what we need to focus on.
You're leaving here in about 10 minutes. We're going to finish up with Valerie and Jim, and then I'm going to hand this over to Mike Cernovich at Cernovich. But Mike Cernovich, I mean, next level to have Trump saying the cops have them in their sights. The police admit there's 25,000 jihadis. Most of the cops are the one leaking it, wanting to go after them. Meanwhile, in Sweden, they're saying they're giving preferential treatment for better housing and welfare to the terrorists. And they've got Finnish police chiefs saying, quote, we need terrorists in our schools. That's an actual quote. They help expand diversity. Mike Cernovich, what do you make of this?
Yeah, have you ever seen the video of Tommy Robinson being harassed by police? There are like countless videos. I'm sure Paul has a bunch of those as well. The police are too busy going after Tommy Robinson for his mean tweets to go after terrorism. And the people of London and the UK need to step up and say, you know what? You police officers, your job is to protect and serve us. You're a bunch of big crybabies harassing people over mean tweets. We're not going to stand for this. Do your effing jobs and go after real terror and quit trying to be the internet cops. So that's the reality. I am glad that Scotland Yard took Trump's tweet as an insult. We should insult them. We should tell them that they are responsible for these attacks.
Exactly, because not only are they not stopping the terrorists, they're harassing people that pointed out, Mike. Great point.
Right, exactly. That's the whole point. Now they're crying, oh, man, you know, Trump's mean tweet hurt her feelings. All right, bros, get off the internet. Why don't you get off of Twitter? Why don't you go actually monitor these
poor babies
and do your jobs?
Well, then let me ask Mike Cernovich and Paul Watson, both really smart social media guys. What's a hashtag we hijack? What do we say, like Scotland Yard babies? What do we say to jump on this and say Trump wasn't really criticizing you, but since you're whining, want to change the subject to him for your little jihadis, and they're saying, you know, Theresa May was being criticized as being a populist by Germany yesterday. Now she's jumped in on Trump. It's a total virtue signaling. You'd think Trump had blown up the train.
Yeah, exactly.
Alex and Mike, there was a story yesterday on InfoWars. They went after somebody for a Facebook page where they criticized Islamic terrorism and mass immigration. They threatened the guy that they would visit his workplace and out him. And they said, oh, no, you've not actually technically done anything illegal, but we're just going to go to your place of work and have you fired if you don't delete this Facebook page. Absolutely chilling.
There's a report, Infowars.com. By the way, Newswars.com, folks, looks so good. Please, this needs to be a huge site. UK police threatened to unmask Islamophobic Facebook user to employer. And the police are proud of it. God.
Yeah, they're Twitter cops. That's what the UK, that's why I tell people, look, man, I got nothing against Europe. I got nothing against the UK. But we have watched what has happened over there, and we need to learn our lesson and understand that once you become Twitter cops, which is the UK, that's all they do. They're Twitter cops, man. They're on Twitter, monitoring tweets, calling people out, acting like little crybaby Berkeley SJWs while terrorists are blowing things up. They're not doing their job, so I hope they are insulted.
So what about Scotland Yard SJWs, or can we offer to get them Pampers diapers? I mean, I'm asking both of you, how do we not go after the poor baby police? How do we help remind them to not be traitors to the West? How do we tell them to not be on, you know, the end of Shahid Khan, the Islamic mayor's ding-dong?
Well,
Paul's
got to
be careful.
Yeah, Paul's got to be careful. Let Paul become a big martyr like Tommy Robinson. Let them arrest Paul. It's time to call the bluff, man. Paul, what do you say?
There was a case a few weeks ago where a cop was on Twitter, diversity representative of this police force. He was literally tweeting photographs where he was in a supermarket and was offended by the fact that they called, like, the feminine hygiene section feminine products, because that might offend transgender people. And he, like, tagged the supermarket in the tweet. And they're like, oh, sorry, we'll change the name of the aisle immediately. Literally a cop policing language on Twitter. I mean, how Orwellian is that?
So did the officer think the tampons, because he was a man, were for his rear end?
He was like the diversity officer. They deleted his account because everybody just absolutely railed on him. Well, that's what they're doing. Like Mike said, they're Twitter cops. You've got 25,000 frigging terrorists on the streets. You're worried about feminine hygiene products because it might offend transgender people. Crazy.
Paul, it's an officer's right to put those tampons in his bum.
If that's what he wants to do, he can feel free. But don't. Why are you policing language on Twitter when we've literally got people trying to blow up pregnant women? I mean, what the hell is going on in this country?
Yeah, that's the point, too, is that you have to earn the right to go after people on Twitter. Going after Twitter is what you do when you're like, you know what, we solved the child grooming, the rape gangs in Rotherham, we solved terrorism, our streets are clean, this country is so amazing. Well, okay, I guess we'll finally get around to the trolls and do something about them, you know, finally. You don't do it now, though. It's in terrorism. It's civil war.
All right. Paul, you're going to go and do your next video. I'm going to turn this over to Cernovich and finish two final calls. Paul at Prison Planet, Cernovich at Cernovich, Real Alex Jones. I'm fighting harder for Twitter than ever because they're trying to kick us off of us. Same thing with Facebook. Now is the info war. But, Paul, other little schmiblets, little tidbits you want to impart to folks?
Well, the situation is they're still pursuing this terrorist. They've got the CCTV of the terrorist, right? Because the entire city is covered in cameras. They've had it for hours. They haven't publicly released it. So millions of Londoners could be out tonight walking amongst this terrorist.
Because let me guess, I bet he's wearing a nightgown. I bet he's on welfare. I bet he's got a big beard. And I bet he's a piece of crap.
Release the footage. Why haven't they released the CCTV footage? So we could help the police find the terrorists. Oh, no, let's get offended over Trump's tweets. That's what's more important right now. Insane.
Well, that would be Islamophobic, Paul. As you know, yeah. Paul, after a terrorist attack, the real concern is there might be an Islamophobic backlash. So that is the reason.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they do. They don't even name the terrorists until like the next day. Oh, but if it's a right winger, within minutes everybody knows who it is.
Oh, and by the way, there have been, six stabbing attacks in Germany and France today. Another hammer attack. There's so many, I can't even keep track of them. And this is just what's being reported.
There was one in Lyon, the Hammer of Peace, attacked Islamic terrorists attacked two women who are in critical condition. And it's even worse in France. There was another one in Paris this morning where someone shouting Allah Akbar tried to knife a soldier. So it's just we've been embroiled in it. We're used to it by now. People have gelded. People have submitted to it. Oh, but if you want to try and change anything, oh, no, I'm afraid of terrorists because I actually live here 10 minutes from the terrorist attack. And J.K. Rowling's going to lecture me about how I'm afraid while she lives in a gated mansion in the country.
I got an idea. Why doesn't somebody do a Quran burning in front of J.K. Rowling's house? Just to point out, if she's not afraid of the Islamicists, you know, just come to her. I mean, how do we get the Islamicists to her house? How do we get, do we put an ad out that she's saying 100 Islamicist men can move in with her? Maybe they can genitally mutilate her.
Bribe with the refugees. I mean, Mike offered to fund it, right? Mike, you offered to fund the whole thing.
I said I would fly out. I said I'll fly out 100 people, pay all their travel expenses to live in her mansions. The tweet got over 2 million views, 20,000 retweets, and she goes into hiding. So maybe we'll just re-up that, or maybe Paul can tweet that out. I will announce, Alex, okay, we'll do this. Here's what we'll do. Paul, Alex, and Mike will each pay for the travel expenses of 100 refugees to live in her mansion.
Let's just say it this way. Media group. And we're serious, offers to fly 300 refugees, all expenses paid, to live at J.K. Rowling's house. All she's got to do is agree to house them in her palatial mansions.
And yeah. Hey, Clooney took in one Yazidi Christian student, but at least, you know, he put his mansions where his mouth was. So J.K. Rowling needs to step up.
I forgot. He did respond to you. And I'm going to go further.
Yeah.
I'm going to offer J.K. Rowling credit. Surgically to pay for Islamic surgery to have her genitals cut off.
She might not go for that.
No. I mean, because it's not abuse. I'm not saying she has to. If she wants to be culturally open, now that England is mainly Muslim, should J.K. Rowling, I'm offering to pay for her to have the surgery to have her genitals cut off.
You're right. I mean, you know, you're a good point. And just so we're clear, this is not a threat. This would be her choosing to become culturally enriched. So we want her to have the option to culturally enrich herself and undergo that elective surgery. I think that's a great idea. Very generous of you, Alex.
I mean, it is generous. It's probably a lot of money. Uma Abedin's mother promotes it. Linda Sorcerer promotes it. All I'm saying is I'm going to offer to pay 100 feminists to go to a nice plastic surgery, even if it costs $5,000 apiece. I will pay for feminists that wish to convert to Islam to have their clitorises surgically removed. And you know what? You can do it medically, like the woman that wanted her eyes burned out to be blind. I will offer medically, if doctors approve, to pay for 100 acid attacks.
Some of them might even go for it. They're that deranged at this point.
Well, it's a form of transgenderism now. They are trans-Islamicism. So if they want to properly transition to the Islamic way, then she should definitely, these feminists should undergo the genital mutilation.
Trans-Islamification. I'm not even joking. I will pay. If they want to dump acid on their faces, that's voluntarily, though. And as long as it's voluntary, Mike, it's okay, right?
Yeah, it would be like if we said we'd pay for 100 nose jobs. We're not saying go break anybody's nose. We're just saying if you want to go to a doctor, a qualified medical practitioner, and the only thing that's keeping these feminists from converting to Islam is that they do have a clitoris and they are allowed to orgasm during intercourse, then in order to help them further their religious beliefs and practices,
exactly,
we would subsidize.
So we're going to officially, Mike, I'm serious. I think, do you think J.K. Rowling's Paul will take us up on this?
I doubt she'll even respond, but hopefully Media Matters will write an article about it and that'll get her attention, because they literally employ one guy to listen to your show every day who writes up all the stuff. And today he was complaining about how you were complaining about drama queens on the right. This guy's entire job is to write about the drama that you create, Alex. You're literally keeping this Media Matters guy in employment, as well as George Soros.
Well, I want to offer him, if he wants to convert to Islam as well.
Hopefully they'll give us some amplification on this.
Well, because they do write the orders for the MSM.
They pick you up from it.
Well, I've always said this guy has a dream job. We need to get our people to work at Media Matters because they get paid to follow our social media and to transcribe our videos and stuff. That's like a dream. The next time Media Matters is hiring, I'm going to send out the link and try to get my people to get one of those jobs and let Soros pay our people to watch us. That would be a great deal.
Exactly. I want to get some secretaries that can transcribe. We don't have the money. I mean, I'm almost thankful to George Soros.
No, I'm totally thankful, because when I do long interviews, I will often get them. I pay a transcription service. So if Soros, he does it for free when I come on your show. It's a great service. I'm very grateful. Oh, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they also do that. Jared Holt, shout out to Jared. He does very great work in transcribing everything we do, writing it up and everything. So I would like to give a shout out to Jared Holt of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I thank you for the great work you're doing and helping me keep track of my media appearances on the Alex Jones Show. I'm very grateful.
All right, Paul Watson, we'll keep watching what you're doing. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Valerie just hung up from Europe. I wanted to finish her story. I apologize. We're going to go to Jim here in just a moment, and I'm going to punch you out and let Mike Cernovich take over. But seriously, Mike, before I go to Jim, what is your real gut-level thing on the Dreamer? Because all I know is that Trump said he'd kill the executive order. It was unconstitutional. He'd put it back to Congress. And then he's saying, yeah, he's open for folks that have already been here 20 years, you know, who have good jobs or whatever, to get a green card quicker. I mean, I don't see that as blanket amnesty. I don't see it as caving in. I'm not an apologist for Trump either. I just don't get burning the hats and, you know, Pat Buchanan's like running off the edge of a cliff. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, so can I just join this thing? Or, should I have voted for Hillary? What's happening here?
Okay, so here's the big issue. The big issue is that General Kelly, this has now been reported by Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, and we might like to make fun of the New York Times, but Trump and Maggie Haberman talk all the time, and Jonathan Swan, who's also very good at Axios, they've all confirmed my reporting, which is that General Kelly has cut off any right-wing or conservative or alternative media from reading him. So the only way to get Trump's attention is you have to burn the MAGA hat. It isn't that you believe in burning the MAGA hat or you're really that upset, but at this point in time, you can't just write an article right now and then it'll get to Trump and Trump will read it and know what the base is thinking. The only way now to get Trump's attention, because General Kelly...
I get it. You got to pull a stunt. So, guys, get me a bottle of hairspray or something. Get me a MAGA hat. My kids all have them at home. I'm going to flamethrow one just to get Trump's attention. Now I see what you're saying, Cernovich.
Right, exactly. So what Trump responds to is aggressive negotiation, and what a lot of people lose sight of, and that's why like 700 people unfollow me at Twitter, because they don't really understand what I'm doing, and that's fine, because I don't want people to read me who don't understand anyway, is that when Trump is making a negotiation with his supporters, we have to go back equally extreme, and we have to say we're going to.
Well, no, I agree. The Republicans have deserted him. He's isolated. The only movement he's got is Democrats to energize his base. He's waking the base up.
Right, right. Exactly. So when people burn the MAGA hat, I don't endorse that. I'm not anti-Trump, and I don't endorse people burning the MAGA hat except as a stunt to say, look, Trump, this is how bad it's getting. You better start reading Breitbart again. You better tell Kelly, I need 5 articles a day from Breitbart, InfoWars, Daily Caller, Cernovich, Twitter, Circa. I need real information because Fox and Friends, they're all pro-amnesty anyway. Rubio and Murdoch conspired for the Gang of Eight bill.
I totally agree. Deal. You're always so on target, Mike. That's why I'm so honored to have you here with us. You're right. It's that we've been screwed so much, we trust him, but we don't trust them. And you're right. It's okay to get pissed and okay to say you better wash your ass.
Yeah, exactly. We have to show extremes. That's Trump responds to that. I wrote a book on Trump. A lot of people forget that. They go, oh, Cernovich, maybe if you read Trump's book. I wrote a great book on Trump where I talk about what he does. And then I explained this is why I react away because Trump doesn't react well to moderate people.
No, he doesn't. He listens to hardcore focused stuff. So expanding on that, I'm going to go to this one call and let you take over. Well, I know you want us to stay with you, but I'm going to let you rant yourself. This is great.
No, just hang out.
Overall, though, he is completely isolated, though, and that really does worry me. I mean, his main bodyguard resigning, and we now know because Kelly wouldn't even let him see his best friend. I mean, that doesn't sound like command and control. That sounds like prison.
Well, it sounds like house arrest when I broke the story for InfoWars.com that Trump was essentially on house
arrest. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, people go, oh, you know, he's not literally. I'm like, yeah, I know it's not literal, guys. It's called a metaphor.
Oh, yeah, prisoners get control, but they can read.
Right, right, exactly. So in a way, he is actually on more house arrest than prisoners because in prison, you have a prison library and you have books. So, yeah, people were like, oh, Cernovich lying again. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, everybody confirms what I've said, which is that Kelly has isolated Trump from all media that's actually pro-Trump and supports Trump. And that's a really big issue. So that's why the burning the MAGA hat, I didn't even think about it. I was jealous when I saw the kid do it. I go, this is a smart kid. This guy has good instincts. That is going to get a lot of...
Now, attention. Now that you said that, I realize I'm wrong. Can somebody get a MAGA hat right now? No, get the Trump flag out of the deal. I'm going to, like, flamethrow everything as soon as we get off air.
Yeah, and then that'll get their attention. And then the media will get the attention. So, for example, I did a whole Periscope on how I was doing a pivot away from Trump. And, you know, a lot of my followers got angry or whatever, but that got big media coverage. That was like a big story. That got attention. And then I did a video. I go, Trump doesn't care about his supporters being beaten up by Antifa. Proof is that he's never said anything about Antifa. 4 days later, Trump comes out and goes, there are these really bad people, Antifa. We got to do something about it. Now they're being called terrorists.
No, that's the thing. He's very responsive. Jim, former CIA case officer, he says, on terrorism, you're on the air. Thanks for holding for an hour.
Oh, thank you very much. It's an honor to talk to you, sir. And, Mike, I'm very happy to talk to you, too.
Back at you.
Yeah, I joined the agency in January of 1981. I was sworn in the day before Reagan was sworn in as president. I was a graduate of Stanford Law School, and the reason I'm bringing up Stanford, Mr. Schreier, last week, had a bunch of liberals on complaining that the people that listen to your show are basically high school dropouts, losers, you name it. I've got a bachelor's from a Jesuit university. I got an MBA when I was on active duty with the Air Force. I was a Minuteman Missile Combat Crew Commander, you know, 10 nuclear-armed missiles aimed at Russia and China before going to Stanford. I was a reserve police officer in the Palo Alto Police Department while at Stanford. And I've done a whole bunch of things after that. So we are not dumb losers.
But, well, I'm going to hold you over from the breaks. I went to you late. You sound like you know what you're talking about. But obviously, Democrats on average have the worthless degrees. Conservatives have degrees that actually work. They're smart enough to get degrees that actually work. Go ahead.
Okay. What I wanted to talk about was something that when I went through my special operations training, special operations course training, basically spy school, in the summer of 1981, our counterterrorism training was put on by two FBI agents, and they were focusing on terrorist incidents in Europe, in the Middle East, you name it.
Jim, this is riveting. You've been holding for an hour and a half. I want to come back and hear this because I believe you were a CIA case officer just listening to you. I want to hear this right ahead with Mike Cernovich, at Cernovich on Twitter. Then I'm going to punch out of here as soon as you're done. Cernovich is going to take over. Then the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Cernovich, we can get him. He's finishing a film right now. He'll be co-hosting very soon. That's all coming up in 3 minutes. Don't hang up, Jim. I want to hear this straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Cernovich hosting. I'm here riding shotgun. Nightly news, of course, has been suspended for the next few months as we launch the morning show, the David Knight Real News, the afternoon program that comes on in 27 minutes, the War Room with Owen Schroyer and others. But soon we're going to bring Nightly News back as well and more broadcast. We're expanding here in InfoWars, but I appreciate Jim in Washington saying he's a former CIA case officer, getting into the background of what's happening in this country. You got cut off from the break. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. And again, this is talking about what happened over in London today and here in the United States. So when these two FBI agents were putting on their counterterrorist training, they focused on events overseas, radical Islamic attacks, you name it, the Red Brigades in Italy and all of that. But they didn't mention anything in the United States. They didn't go over any attacks in the U.S. So I raised my hand and said, well, you know, the United States has been very fortunate that we haven't been hit yet by the radical Islamic terrorist. Why is that? Why haven't they hit us yet? Now, that's the summer of 1981. The agents responded, to conduct a terrorist attack, you have to do detailed surveillance, you have to take photographs, you have to have your ingress planned, your egress, you have to know police patrols, and there's so few Middle Eastern people and people from North Africa living in the United States that if two guys were to case out the Empire State Building to try to attack it, in their words, to blow it up, they'd stand out like a sore thumb, and private citizens would notify the police, the New York PD would see them. There's no way they could pull off the attack.
But the larger Muslim population, once it hits 5-10%, is a cover for it.
Exactly. It's just like Mao said in his little red book when they were fighting the Japanese, the communist Chinese terrorists fighting the Japanese. A terrorist, or a freedom fighter as he called him, must be like a fish that swims with the millions of fishes, meaning the civilians. You blend in. So now that we have all of the Muslims living here, and I'm saying every Muslim is a terrorist, certainly they're not, but if you see them walking down the street in San Francisco, Seattle, wherever, you know, and with our PC culture, if you think they're doing something improper, if you think they're planning some type of a criminal act, you're going to think, wow, if I report this, am I going to get in trouble for being an Islamophobe?
Or just like we saw in San Bernardino, there's a question for you and Mike Cernovich. As the attacks become daily, what is the left planning? What are the social engineers planning? Because people aren't going to put up with this. What do you think, Jim? Are people going to put up with this?
I don't think that the people are going to put up with this. In fact, my concern is that people are going to be so fed up when it comes down to their fearing for their safety. You know, I hope it doesn't come to this where, you know, numbers of people take matters in their own hands, but I do hope they use the ballot box and they vote out the rhinos right now that are doing nothing. They're impeding Mr. Trump. They vote out the Democrats. They vote in people that, you know, will try to protect us, to get rid of this PC culture, to have, you know, reasonable, firm restrictions on foreigners coming into the U.S. And I'm not anti-foreigner. My wife is from Japan. She has a green
card. But you can't have folks from failed states. Jim, great points. Mike Cernovich, take over. Thank you for hosting the fourth hour. Great to be here with you. Give us your take on that and all the other big no's you've got. I'll be watching. Thank you.
Yeah, the big issue is that the new trend is for immigrants to want to remake America in the image of a failed nation state and a failed nation state. And we can't do that. That's why we have to focus more on rebuilding these other countries. And a great point that isn't brought up often enough, I read this, I can't take credit for it, but somebody goes, why doesn't Mexico want the Dreamers back, right? And why do the Dreamers not want to go back to Mexico? And if Mexico is so great, why do Dreamers say make America Mexico again? The logic just doesn't really add up, and that's the problem, and that is why I've always said that people like me, I used to be very pro-open borders, but I found out that the left now tells people who come over to America, oh, they hate you in America. They want to oppress you. They want to discriminate against you. They want to murder you in the streets. The left tells immigrants this, and then they go, if you try to suggest that people assimilate, then you are actually homogeny. It's called destroying cultures and eliminating cultures. So that's the real problem that we're having with immigration, and that's why I don't see a fix.
That's right. The globalists have broken the social contract of the melting pot, calling it homogeneity instead of people working together in real diversity. You don't get rid of your culture, it mixes with something else that becomes cohesive and works. Instead, the globalists are using it to sabotage.
Right, and they're turning each, that's why they support open borders. They're turning people against each other with identity politics. They'll say, come over from Mexico. Oh, now that you're here, did you know all the people here hate Mexicans and they want to hurt you and they want to destroy you? and the cops are going to kill you and murder you and hunt you down and shoot you, and then a lot of people, unfortunately, still believe the fake news media, then they become afraid, and then they become distrustful, and then we have more and more and more distrust.
That's and they become controlled by the political parasites.
Yeah, that's why every globalist in Europe, too, I mean, look what they're doing in the UK. Globalists, why don't they say, here's what you would say if you had compassion like you have and I have. You would say, you know what we need to do? We need to actually help build up these Muslim nations. And they will go, you can't do that. That's colonialism. If you go over there and
but if you built them up, we'd be trying to get in there, not vice versa. It's not that we're against them. It's that they're failed, horrible, demon countries of hell holes and cutting women's genitals off and your daughters can't drive. And I got three daughters, man. I'm fundamentally pissed off about this.
Well, and that's exactly the whole point. That's why they go, well, you can't go over there and build them up. We need to import them here so that you guys all fight amongst each other while we rape and loot and rob the country. And how many Democrats have been caught recently in pedophile stuff now? You don't hear the media talk about Pizzagate much anymore. They thought they were going to shut that down by claiming it was something that it's not. I never talked about the pizza parlor. I always talked about pedophiles in high office. And now suddenly, oh, look. Pedophiles are going away again. The media's gotten awfully quiet. They used to always go, oh, Mike Cernovich, conspiracy theorist, Pizzagate guy. And then after all, these Democrats...
You know, it's funny you say that. They used to have articles every day saying me and Pizzagate and you too. They don't do it now because so many mayors and other people have gotten busted. They didn't work.
Exactly. So now they're like, oh, crap, if we bring this up again, then people are going to pay attention to the headlines about the Seattle mayor, the senator on trial, the media. Nobody even knows. A senator is on trial, Menendez, in Florida, and he gave visas to sex slaves. He would sexually enslave women, some of whom are alleged to have been underage, in order to give them visas. Where are the feminists on that? Where's the media? They're hiding. So they dropped that whole, oh, Mike Cernovich, Pizzagate thing, because they know that when I said Pizzagate, I was never talking about some dumb pizza parlor. I was always talking about these high-level Democrats.
Pizzagate was the FBI manual on them using pizza, Italian food codes, which is in the child porn is cheese pizza. Exactly. They didn't know what to do, so they made it about the pizza boys.
Right. And then they would try to tarnish us with it. But now that all these high-level Democrats are going away for pedophilia, they're like, oh, crap, we better quit bringing that up. Oh, because they know that we know how to flip it. We're not like, oh, that was in us. Instead, when they go, because I had somebody from HBO come into my house and go, you said Pizzagate was real. And I go, I said pedophiles are real. And then I just rattled off Anthony Weiner, Jacob Schwartz, this Melendez guy, the Senator Melendez, the Seattle mayor. And they were like, but... And they freaked out. They
Jerry Epstein.
Say. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, the Lolito Express, Bill Clinton ditching his secret security. Yeah, at least 11 mayors.
The Clinton's top, it's now 16 mayors. The Clinton's top people caught smuggling kids in, changing their names. I mean, it's just like you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit a big fat child trafficker. Not just a pedo or some guy looking at child porn. We're talking folks with kids in cages.
Yeah, Laura Silsby in Haiti. Caught trying to leave the country, but something like 33. You can't make the headlines are so weird that you don't believe it. You're like, this can't possibly be true. And now she works at the Amber Alerts people. She was caught with 33 children trying to flee Haiti.
And then she runs the Amber Alert to reportedly make sure key people don't get through.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, this is the world that we live in where somebody literally on trial for human trafficking is freed because of Hillary Clinton intervenes on her behalf. I wonder why Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, was trying to intervene on her behalf when all that money that Bill Clinton was laundering through Haiti for the Saudis, as a lot of people know, the Saudis actually used Haitians as slaves.
Well, let me ask you this. I can't help it. Why won't Hillary give up? Did she not know what a joke she is? And now all these Democrats admit they're involved in voodoo and Satanism. It's mainstream news. Why are they in, like, memoirs going, we kill people in black magic rituals, top Democrats? Why are they doing that?
Yeah, spirit cooking. Remember that? They never talk about spirit cooking because, of course, we proved that was true. So it's amazing that we talked about spirit cooking, which is true, as weird it is, weird as it is, we can show you the emails where they talk about the recipes of putting blood and semen and bodily fluids and cut your hands and, you know, watch your hand bleed and put blood on the walls and everything. We can show you videos on YouTube of them doing it. And then Clinton says in her book, what happened, that she's a spirit cooker. She goes, oh, yeah, I wanted to do voodoo and do voodoo dolls and stuff like that. So they've all admitted that everything we said was true. And as to why, they live in a bubble and they live around other people who are spirit cooking. They don't think it's weird. They don't think human trafficking is weird. That's just what happens. It is a normal thing. But who, I mean, could you imagine it? Who would say, I wanted to make voodoo dolls and put pins in people? Spirit cooker. And also, too, maybe she was forced to by her kind of satanic handlers. Maybe she was forced to put that stuff in there hoping that other people will do it.
Well, I was about to say, they have to come out in the open because as it comes out, they want to make it a joke. That's why the Washington Post is like, yeah, they went to a voodoo ritual, her and Bill. And yeah, and her best friend says she killed people with hexes. They're just trying to hide it in plain view, Mike. I mean, see that headline of the Washington Post?
Yeah, the time Bill and Hillary went to a voodoo ceremony in Haiti while Laura Silsby was trafficking children out of Haiti and Hillary Clinton is intervening on her behalf. And yeah, there are a lot of weird things. But again, the big picture that I've heard from the highest level people in the intelligence community is that the Clintons were selling Haitian children to the Saudis into slavery. And that is why Hillary Clinton freaked out over any kind of human trafficking stuff.
And by the way, what do the Saudis do? Because they're famous for child kidnapping and harems. What are they doing to the kids? Because they never get seen again.
Yeah, exactly. They use the boys as household slaves when they're younger, and then they begin grooming them for their very, very sick stuff. A lot of people have found out that the Saudis pay a lot of money to these celebrities, A-list actors. These women fly out there, and they do all kinds of things that I won't even talk about on your show, but people can look it up. It's all been proven what they're into. They put fishes into people. It's stuff, again, it's so bizarre. But you can all verify it.
I was about to say, it's not just the Rolling Stones or the, folks joking around about albums from, some of the other big rock bands that are involved in that. It's just insane. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking a run-of-the-mill sort of menage a trois or something. We're talking about the kind of things that you couldn't even think of in your own head. Because it's so depraved and debased, you wouldn't even be like, oh, you know, my fantasy is I'm going to take a fish and, you know, run the fish through a sewage system and then, you know, insert it. You know, that you would never even think of that. That's how you know a lot of that's true, is the things that you're reading by people that it happened to. You're going, who could even dream up this? Well, if you're so debased that you'll buy children from Haiti and enslave them and they disappear in these royal palaces and nobody ever sees from them or hears from them again, then that's what you got to do, because once you can no longer have just a good, normal, regular, healthy life, sex life, then they become more deviant.
How does anybody ever get sick of, like, enchiladas and a beer and a sunset and a happy day and kids playing in the pool? I mean, how could it get any better? I'm so fulfilled. Like, why would you want to, you know, have, you know, women in a satanic ritual shove gooey ducks up your rear end? I mean, what is the point of all this?
Well, because ultimately it is a dark energy force, a dark mass force, just like a black hole caves into itself and takes away the light. That's a metaphor for the Saudis and these other people, where when they see a happy child, what they want to do is they want to take a cane and smash the child's skull in and watch the child bleed, and then do that in front of the parents because they are death worshippers and this is their religion.
And if they can crush something that everybody else loves and knows is good, that gives them power. They're miserable souls.
Yeah, exactly right. And the more depraved and the more debased and the more demonic they can get, the better, and that's how they dream up all these weird ritualistic tortures and fantasies. I mean, read about Uday Hussein, Saddam Hussein's son, the kind of things he would do to Olympic athletes who didn't perform, the way he would torture people. This is Saudi Arabian culture. They beheaded more people every year in Saudi Arabia than ISIS beheads. Whenever,
sure, it's all about an exercise of raw power.
Yeah, they go into, and people can Google this and find this out for themselves, Saudi Arabia beheads more people than ISIS. Google that and you'll find it. So they have a public square and they chop a person's head off in front of everybody. Blood flows everywhere throughout the streets, and they worship the blood, and they celebrate the blood, and they bow down to the blood, and they kneel to the blood. Everybody can watch it while heads roll around. This is entertainment, right? This is sport. This
well, it's like in Afghanistan, polo came from people using the polo clubs with heads.
Yeah, and they have the dancing boys of Afghanistan. So what they do is...
And that's the thing about Islam, and I'm not against gay people and consenting adults. I'm a Christian, I'm a libertarian. I'm not judging you, I'm not perfect. But under Islam, they don't call it gay. If you're an adult and do it, they kill you. But if you're raping a kid, it's okay in Islam. I mean, that's what's crazy. Like, Muhammad had a 9-year-old wife. I mean, I've talked to troops. They say, listen, you go in these villages of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, it's like sex slavery of little kids. The religion of ISIS and Al-Qaeda is homosexual pedophilia.
Yeah, they say women are for children, boys are for fun. That's actually you can talk to anybody who's actually deployed over there. They will tell you that when they kick into a door.
That's exactly. I've had family that's been there tell them it's the same thing.
Yep,
it's like little kids dressed up like girls. It's just a nightmare.
Yeah, and then it was even covered, the dancing boys of Afghanistan, the bocce boys, they dress up underage boys and they put rouge on their faces, they put on lipstick, they make them dance and perform for all these holy men. This is all verifiable stuff. Yeah, and the mainstream media doesn't even want to talk about it. There's like an article from 2010, one time in the BBC, or maybe NPR write about it like one time. But anytime you're in college and you drink a beer and have a frat party, they're going to say, oh, my God, there's rape all over in college. But meanwhile, every day, boys are being raped in Afghanistan. Every day, children from Haiti.
Exactly. It's not that I defend whoever sent out the porn on Ted Cruz, but it's like full-grown women and a man. And then everybody gets so upset. Meanwhile, all this real stuff's going on and nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, one of Ted porn staffers accidentally liked a porn tweet, which, as anybody who's on Twitter knows, people will spam you. They'll spam your notifications as you're scrolling, and sometimes you accidentally hit like or you hit retweet or you accidentally follow.
But even if he did send it, it's nothing compared to raping children, is my point.
Oh, it's not. That was my point, too. Chris Cuomo had said, Chris Cleese of CNN, you can't even keep track with all these people who are also deviant. He goes, bad day for politicians. The Seattle mayor resigned and Ted Cruz likes porn.
He equated the two together.
Yeah. 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 As if raping underage people is the same as watching pornography. I don't think people should watch pornography, not because it is necessarily a sin, although many people believe it, but because it eliminates the pleasure of actual intercourse.
It's been proven it absolutely lowers the enjoyment.
Yeah, yeah. So to me, I just tell people that you're missing out on a very good...
Why do you simulate flying a plane versus really doing it?
Right. So it rewires your brain in a bad way, but it's all adults, but whatever. It's the same thing as if...
Exactly. We're not saying you shouldn't do it. They call it censorship when we say we don't agree with it, you should watch out. No. You want to smoke your marijuana until your brain damage, do it. You want to watch porn all day until you never get a girlfriend, that's your issue. We're just saying statistically, it's not good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like I, eat chocolate. I shouldn't eat chocolate, as much as I eat, But if somebody wants to be 20 pounds overweight, then fine. That's your life. So, yeah, but the point is that if you want to eat Doritos or watch pornography, hey, it's your life. But don't say that eating Doritos or eating chocolate or eating ice cream at night or drinking a few beers or watching porn is even in the same ballpark as raping children.
Yeah, no. It's not the mayor with the fifth person when they were 5 years old saying that he raped them. Raping a little kid is not the same as eating Doritos.
Right. We live in such a morally stunted, debased media environment.
Well, that's a good point, though, how they equated tweeting some porn of consenting adults by accident or whatever is the same as the mayor being a reported pedophile. No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Because to them, it is the same. To them, to the media, sex with children is no different than sex with an adult because to them, they don't view destroying the innocence. They don't think through the implications of stealing innocence. So this Chris Kalisa guy, he's like, some people rape kids. Some people watch porns. Hey, man, sometimes you get caught doing it. What are you going to do? It should, when you really think through
exactly, even though we think porn can be destructive, because it's a fact. Might have been into it when I was 16, not now. Liking porn or seeing porn is not raping children. Two different things.
Right, and this tells you how debased the media is. That 20 years ago, if you had said that, people would go, and we've had this conversation before.
People would have seen through him, but now they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, so when we call this stuff out, 20 years ago, people would have said, duh, who are these people saying that raping children is worse than, you know, watching pornography about involving adults? Like, what is this? But the media environment we're in is, if, to CNN, they're the same. So what we're doing is actually subversive, because we're calling out the pedophile message coming from
CNN. What you just said is key. They hate Drudge, and they hate all of us. Because we'll show what they said a year ago versus now, or 5 years ago versus now, or what they said 12 years ago, 6 years ago, 2 years ago, a month ago, and now. It's that memory bubble they don't like. It's the fact that we're not a memory hole. We connect things, and that's why they want to shut down the free and open internet, is because we'll point out Obama said Obamacare was going to be free, or then was going to be the cost of a cable bill, or you could keep your doctor. Or like Gruber said, thank God you're so dumb and have no memory. Well, the internet can become a memory, even if people don't have one because of the programming, it can become a memory in real time. Oh, you don't have a memory now, but look, they said this 2 years ago and this today. So that's what they hate about it. How are they going to strike against that?
Right. Well, look at the Susan Rice thing, for example. The media is going, well, Susan Rice unmasked a meeting about the United Arab Emirates that they had at Trump Hotel or whatever. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. I remember when Susan Rice went on Charlie Rose and said that she never unmasked anybody. And the media goes, Susan Rice never unmasked anybody. How dare you, conspiracy theorists? By the way, you broke that story. I broke the story, the Susan Rice unmasking thing. So first they go, well, you know, she never did it. And then now they want to pretend like she never said that. And they're going, oh, yeah, she unmasked some people, but that's just because she's a hero.
It's just like they said on September, you know, right through and back to January. Oh, we have spying on Trump. We know he did this. Trump goes, it's illegal. He goes, oh, we never spied on you. And then they like act like we don't remember when they admitted it. Then later they bring it back this month and say we were spying on Trump. So there's just no, they're counting on people not being focused.
Yeah, it is human manipulation, actually. That's why I always recommend people, you know, other than my books, Persuasion is a good book, because they talk about focus is attention. And there's also a great book called The Guide to Watching TV News. I forget the exact title, but it's another book. The media knows that whatever you focus on for that moment anyway can become your reality. So they're constantly trying to reprogram us with fabrications. And then when people like us are going, well, wait a minute, we know your tricks. We work in the media. We're going to go back and remind people that Susan Rice claimed on TV that she never unmasked anybody. They're going to claim that she never unmasked
anybody. So real freedom and real personal power is being able to move back and forth on the timeline, like it's a video editing system, back and forth on the timeline to look at what really happened in the future and the past and the present versus what they're saying.
Oh, yeah, exactly. How to Watch TV News is such a powerful book because it was published in, like, 1991. If you go on the Amazon page, you can buy, like, an audio cassette. You write books on audio for your Walkman. Like, that's how old the book is. And when you read it, you see that nothing's changed. They even said, one reporter goes, if I want to create a crime wave, all we have to do is for 5 days in a row report on crimes that had already been happening every day anyway, because then people go, oh, wow, there's this crime. I never heard about that. And then people think there's a crime wave. And then if they want to end a crime wave, they fail to report on it. So that is why the media understands that whatever they're talking about in the moment, they can be honest or dishonest. So what they're going to tell people now is, well, let's just say that Susan Rice is an American hero who unmasked Trump. Even though we called Trump a liar for saying he had been spied on, and even though Susan Rice lied to us and never said that we were...
All we remember is that she's beautiful and brave and amazing for spying on Trump.
Exactly. That's what they're doing in creating the narrative.
And we never remember that he said Antifa's bad, so are white supremacists. When the Pelosi says, yeah, they're bad, he's not right. No, he's wrong, because no one remembers.
Exactly. That's the game. It's a fight for your attention.
So a memory, memory is almost like consciousness.
Oh, it is consciousness. If you didn't have memories, you wouldn't have a consciousness because you wouldn't have...
I agree. Ed Cernovich. Folks, follow him there. Amazing guy. All right, coming up is the War Room. Hope the service can pop in. I know I will be. God bless you all. We love you. Great job, crew. Powerful 4 hours. Wow. Get the videos out.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. As most...